In the current half, Masech is about the Zerah Daf Yud Aleph. We're getting about Aleph. We're getting to Masech, because the Gemara, it's not the that radishes and lettuce, they weren't lacking on the table, not in the summer, not in the winter. So it says, I mean, the parakeets ma'abim, but the Gemara says, Nerit Nabin Nabav Man Aleph, Nerit Noin, if you see radish, near some Chayim, you see the portion of life. I says Gemara by time when the rise near Samamobas, you see the potion of death. Says Gemara Lekasha, it's not a difficulty. Come by Mizacham, come by Sikasham. One's in the summer, one's in the winter. So why are you saying that it's like some type of great thing that they had it both in the summer and the winter? If one a period is some Hamovas, here's some test you can say is the Meir Hocha. Here we're talking about Beishu Samachayim. We're talking about a time when it's the potion of life. That's what we're saying that it was at old times that they had that. But just from the Garsi Hassan, actually there are texts that also have the gears, but they come all and come be mois. Depends if we're talking about the leaves or the stems. Shai mois, him lo ilum chayim, they're always life. V'halchalami ayre mois, and there here we're talking about regarding the stems also. Now, v'avgav, they mean although that we say, in Ksubitav Kov Dalad, shir debi lo inen mo ilum ha'fel vetz v'katan, that every did not benefit from the world, even from like a small pinky. So what are you saying that he always had these things? But many people ate at his table, there were many, and therefore he always had whatever was necessary at all times of the year. Next says Mata begins the Gemara. Poskim b'shachan tznoi that they never had removing from the table tznoi and radish. It's an inzer rabu. It's not a chiddush. There's nothing great about that. I'll show you marim sud b'shachanim. It's just that of course they had these huge meals. That they had to go help with digestion. L'harchem b'maim to expand their stomach. That for that they needed the radish, and that's what we're saying that they had that because of the big meals. If it's chukah, so how could you go ahead and do the burning if it's one of the statutes of the non-Jews? So it says, it's a wonder, because Micah Park, what are you asking? Maybe it is a chukah, but since it's notorious, the Gemara brings a possible look at minimum. We don't learn that out from them, and if it's not forbidden, by regarding the mitzvah of the mitzvah bezdin of executing someone, the Rabban Amri, they say that that's besayif, it's done with a sword, the way the government does. Maybe this somebody says no, because it's with a different type of a tool. But how do you learn the bright someone reviewed to the sages? You then they should meet some in the Mandevela Sizu. I know that to do with a kaifetz with a hatchet is the degrading way of killing. Almasa, what can I do? I'm a Torah, but the Torah says, don't go in their statutes, and they do it with a sword, so it cannot be done with a sword. Amalei, they said to him, no. Kim Nechsev Hariga by Isa, since it says beheading in the Torah, Anon Loigarim, we're not learning out from them, and therefore it's permitted. And because the Elohim Tamahachi, because we don't say this, Haditanya, this that we learn in the bright, Servant Amalachim, that you burn the belongings of the kings. And it's not a problem with Archimari. How can we burn it? Rather, keep the by right. So since it's written in Torah, we're not learning from them. Here also, so what's the Gemara asking as I was quoting in our different Maschal Tesis? However, holy Kasha, this is not a difficulty because maybe you could say that Rabban Damas Neitan actually Hainu Rabbi Yehuda the Hasam. It's actually Rabbi Yehuda from over there that Loichayish Liksiv Adayrais. So he's not concerned with what's written in the Torah, and therefore that's what the Gemara is asking. However, Achin Kasha, what's the difficulty is the Hacham Askin. Here the Gemara comes out Lekul Amad according to everyone. Shevel Av Chukhi that burning his belongings is not a Chukas Akam. But Asim Mashma there it sounds like the Chukahi Lekul Amad that according to everyone it is a Chukah. Vavasir and they would be forbidden Eil Av Time if not for the reason the Chim Nechziv Bechul because since written in the Torah etc. Lekachper so that contradicts the premise of our Gemara over here. But Kach Perashri, the Rebbe explains the Trigam Nechukah Hava. There's two types of Chukas Akam. Echad one is Shal Isin L'Shem Chok Lavitzka Chavim that they do as a statute for their idolatry. Echad one is Shal Isin L'Shem Das Hevel V'Shtos Shalahem. It's for silly things. That's just their customs that they have. Baruch HaMashmait Mayri here in our Sugi we're talking about Ba'Isin Chok Shal Isin L'Shem Avitzka Chavim that they do it for the purpose of idolatry. Oh, so that's what everyone holds forbidden. So B'hachem Pirush says, what's the machlik? It's Ramea, so he holds three of Alav Chukihi, Lavitz Kechavim. It's not a chok for Lavitz Kechavim, but if it is, you're right. Everyone holds forbidden. Lachi Parak, therefore the Gemara is asking, B'ichuk Lavitz Kechavim, if it would be, Ananechazavin, how would you go ahead and allow our kings to burn the king's belongings? For Ksibar says, B'chuk Kesim Lesilechu, I've Avachaf Tachsib by Raisa, even though it's written in the Torah, Yesh Lesser, we would make it forbidden. Kim the Shalahem, who chok Lavitz Kechavim, because by them it's a statue for that by the Zohar. Dumi de Matzeva, similar to some type of an altar, because when our forefathers used to sacrifice, and it was beloved in front of Hashem. Once the non-Jews did it for their idols, Sana Hashem actually hates it now. But his land, he wants regarding the Lord says in the Bar Mitzvah, "Lo yisakum b'chamat seva." About Masik, the Gemara comes out. You're right. El dekul amalav chaki l'shem avitz kechavim. It's not a chak for avodah zara.
You're right. No one holds it is, because then it would be forbidden. Rather, it's something that they do for silliness, for vanity. And the Perek Dal Misa, the Gemara says that Davcha Nun Beis Ma Beis Meshtoi Chaku Mishum Chashivas is talking about that something that's is considered Lefim Askan the Hacha is considered after our Gemara's conclusion over here. Oh, so Rabbi Yehuda might be different. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees the Lagerim Menayu that we don't learn now from it. Iksiva b'dayraisa if it was written in the Torah, because Balav Chokla was Kachavimhu. It's not something that's done as a statute for Avodah Zarah. Avadi Eloyav Iksiva b'dayraisa. But if it wouldn't have been written in the Torah, Lahayi Lona Lisnaig, we shouldn't conduct ourselves Av Minhagim Shalshtos, even if it's something that they do for a Chok of just being silly. But that, therefore, it has to be that it's written in the Torah. But the truth is, even if it was written in the Torah, it was Chokav, it's a Kachavim, you're right, we would not follow it. Now, Saif in Iksib Bakra, it doesn't say in the Torah actually anything about killing with the sword. The Lashna Riga, terminology of beheading. That's what it says. But Yesh Lekayim, okay, it's, and therefore he says, okay, so it's not explicit in the Torah, so therefore even if it's something, a Chok of Shtuz, we could do it with a Kleifetz, with a hatchet. And even by the city of that they do where the Zohar, the Chassid says in the Pasuk Devarim Yedim Lefi Charev, but with the sword, it could say the Kavitz of Bechal Charev, that a Kavitz is included in the sword. Therefore, that beheading is done with a Kavitz. Rabban said, but they hold no. The Ikat Taima Hasam. No, there's a reason, because the Kavitz Misum Novellas, that's a degrading type of a death. Lebdin that we don't do because Min Hasam, like the Gemara says over there. And again, therefore, we resolve the different sukkis because there's two types of Chok. And you're right, no one's entertaining when it's a chok for Akum, but when it's chok for Shtus, that's something that we would possibly do if it's written in the Torah otherwise. Next says, Mata begins Gemara, Erkin al Malachim. We uproot the animal for the kings that passed away. Now, but tell me what it says, you can say, Vamayle Parach, but why doesn't anyone ask, Erkin al Malachim? But it's pain to the animal because Baruch Hu, come on, like the morning is going to ask later on if you give him an avka, but nice and nice and the regarding doing when you violate and you did business with the marketplace of the idolaters, because the bishleim and mishlam bal tash, because I understand regarding the isra of destroying things for nothing, like that's not a problem, because the kibun lechvayd shamel chayz again, since they're doing it for the honor of the king in kadosh chasa, it's not considered as destructive, it has a purpose. Elahavo kamay tachrich and shalmei amana, rather it's like you know you could buy burial shrouds for 100 mana, that's not considered bal tash. The question that would be is how they permitting to just paint the animal. That's as if someone can say the shani covered a melech, that the honor of the king is different. True, covered the chol Yisrael, that's honor for the whole Jewish people. But also covered rabbim, and the honor for the community comes along with dachet tzarbal chayim and overrides the prohibition of painting a living creature. Then it says about to begin the gemara ikoshish betreifa. Pesach Kondrashi explains that is why we're saying that you shouldn't do an ikor that has a treifa that's forbidden, because the asligum treifas labehema tahayir biyadayim and ala cause actively with your own hands to give a mortal defect to a kosher animal. So it says it's a one of chikachim heim. What are they sanctified animals? She us ligam lam teres that should be forbidden to cause them to have a moral defect. What's the problem? Vimish matashchus and if it's because then you're ruining something. Can heich muchem hocha? Then how could you prove from the mind behind the term that we're talking about a kosher animal? A filu behem to mei and namishayich is matashchus. The prohibition of ruining things would apply even to a non kosher animal. My kash, another difficulty is that, but the septa mashma and the septa sounds like the usher that is prohibited umutu ach the usher muta that these terms are permitted and forbidden achilukoi is going on eating. But we're explaining it's regarding Yisrael Tashchis. So the Kachner Lefarish, rather, it seems to explain the usur that this that we're saying is prohibited means ba'achilu to eat it. V'achetanim hetu b'teisef to the Shabbos in the 8th parak, urgin ala malach, we're saying you could rip out the ligaments of the animals for the king. And it's not considered from the darche mairi. Ikushish b'treifa usur ba'achila. And it says clearly, but if you're making a treifa, then it's forbidden to eat, mutu ba'noah, and it's permitted to have benefit. Ikushim b'treifa, if it's not making it a treifa, mutu ba'achila, you're allowed to eat it. So it says, you can say, wait, my kamash b'lon, b'reisha, so what do you teach me in the reisha? B'shita das b'achila, of course you can't eat it, you made it into a treifa. V'yashem says, you can say, it's right, the mutu ba'noah, tzuchalei, the chiddush is a seifa, that you're allowed to have a benefit from it. Shalei lesa ba'noah, that it shouldn't be forbidden to have benefit, and they covered a melch because of the honor of the king, like as if it should be off limits. Also, the permission of eating it, that is when you didn't make it into a treifa, shalei asim, they covered a melech, that even though they did it for the honor of the king, but they didn't make it into a treifa, that it's okay, that it's not forbidden because of that.